This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Well, school may be out for summer, but school districts are using this time for upgrades, and a lot of them are getting ready to put standardized testing online. There are challenges. The Los Angeles Unified School District had planned to give every kid an iPad. Now that plan has shifted to one device for every student. So they're including devices made by Google and Microsoft, as well as Apple. And other school districts are struggling to get their online testing up and running. From our project Learning Curve, a year-long look at education and tech, Adrian Hill is with me. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Ben.
Why are schools switching to online testing?
Well, part of this is really about trends in education and more learning online. And there are these buzzwords out there like blended learning and personalized education.
That sounds delicious.
It sounds amazing. They all require computers. But with testing specifically, there is a movement from the Common Core, which is the new set of college and career-ready standards that are rolling out in states. And those tests that go along with them are computer-based. So lots of states are looking at needing to roll out computer-based testing in the really near future.
So how prepared are schools to do this?
Well, that completely depends, as with all things in education, on the state and the school district. So much of this is local. There are some places in the country where every kid already has a device. They have everything they need to test. They have the broadband. They have the Wi-Fi. Other places are not even close. There's a new study of educators that found that 60% of them do not feel highly prepared for online tests.
They don't have the technology.
They do not.
All right, so what is this going to cost states? Do we have a sense of that?
Again, local, local, local. It all depends on the states. The estimates are all over the place. One example, in Maryland, their education department thinks it'll need $100 million by 2015 to get ready for digital testing.
All right. I can imagine being a little bit intimidated by this if I were a kid.
I know.
How are kids prepared to take these tests?
You know, there is a sense that kids in general are more technologically savvy than us old folks. But there is an interesting tidbit I saw, which is that kids have to learn to use a keyboard at really early ages. And I think about my own experience. You know, when I was in high school, I took typing as an elective. And now we're talking about elementary school kids learning to use that keyboard so they can take these tests and write these essays.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Adrian, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ben.